Lecture 7, Stonewall Jackson as Lee's Right Arm.
At the close of our last lecture, we left Stonewall Jackson in the wake of his success in the Shenandoah Valley. Now we'll follow him through the remainder of his Confederate career. The 11 months between the close of the 1862 Valley Campaign and Jackson's death following the Battle of Chancellorsville coincided with the greatest period of success for the Army of Northern Virginia. Lee and Jackson formed a legendary partnership, with Lee developing strategic plans that often placed Jackson in the role of a semi-independent commander. Jackson headed Lee's left wing in the summer of 1862, and later, following a reorganization of the Army the ensuing autumn, he led the Second Corps. Although Jackson never displayed tactical brilliance, his swift marches and ability to place his soldiers where Lee wanted them helped set the stage for a series of striking victories. He was less successful as a military politician, an area in which Lee excelled. Because he often was at odds with one or more of his subordinates, Jackson almost certainly lacked the managerial skills to command an army. He had reached his level of competency at the core stratum of command. Lee exploited his Dewar lieutenant's strengths, giving him the crucial maneuvering task during the campaigns of Second Manassas, Antietam, and Chancellorsville. A somewhat fumbling tactical performance at Fredericksburg in December 1862 took nothing away from Jackson's overall record of accomplishment. Wounded by some of his own soldiers on May 2nd at Chancellorsville, as he sought to maintain momentum generated by the war's most famous flank attack, Jackson died 8 days later. Lee and the Confederacy mourned his loss, and no one stepped up to fill his place during the final 2 years of the war. Jackson and Robert E. Lee forged a legendary partnership during the period June 1862 to May 1863. Theirs is the second most important partnership of the Civil War. The most important one is Ulysses S. Grant and William Tecumseh Sherman. Theirs is more important really because they operated on a broader stage, a stage that spread across the entire strategic landscape, really, as opposed to Lee's and Jackson's, which was restricted to the Eastern Theater. But it is a great partnership and one that yielded tremendous dividends for the Confederacy. But it wasn't a partnership that got off to a good start. It got off to a rocky start during the 7 days. Jackson went into that campaign as he marched from the Shenandoah Valley to the environs of Richmond to reinforce Lee's army outside Richmond. He marched to those battlefields that would be known as the 7 Days battlefields as a more famous soldier than Lee. He was the man to whom most people in the Confederacy would have looked for good news on the battlefield. He was popular. He was famous. But he failed tremendously in the sequence of events that began to unfold, beginning with the Battle of Mechanicsville on June 26th and continued on till the Battle of Malvern Hill on July 1st, that week of fighting that made up the 7 days. Lee, of course, expecting great things from Jackson, expecting great things from this officer who had done so well in the Shenandoah Valley, gave Jackson important roles in each of the battles planned for the 7 days. He was supposed to come in on the federal flank at Mechanicsville. He never showed up, never got to the battlefield, and the battle went on without him. He was late at the Battle of Gaines' Mill on June 27th. The Battle of White Oak Swamp, also called Glendale and Fraser's Farm, on June 30th, Jackson literally fell asleep on the battlefield. More than one witness attests to this. Now, he was exhausted. He'd been getting very little sleep for the past week or so. Exhausted, that probably explains it, but many soldiers in the Army were exhausted. It's just incredible that Stonewall Jackson, in the midst of this critical operation outside the Confederate capital, fell asleep, very lethargic, not responding to the situation. That's his worst day on the 30th at White Oak Swamp. He played a modest role on the last day at Malvern Hill. Overall, his performance in the 7 days must be reckoned a tremendous disappointment for Robert E. Lee and for the Confederacy. Lee won in spite of Stonewall Jackson during the 7 days, not because of anything that Stonewall Jackson did, but timing once again helped Jackson. Just as timing